Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Artist Hamilton Glass stands on the corner of a busy intersection in Richmond's Jackson Ward neighborhood.
You probably could call it the Harlem of Richmond. You can't stop gentrification, but you can remind a neighborhood of where it's from.
Glass's newest mural, right here on this corner, aims to do just that. More than 100 feet of vibrant flowers surrounds the faces of African American women. The mural was inspired by the nonprofit Girls for a Change.
Black girls, especially girls in, you know, marginalized communities, are not heard, they're not seen, and they're definitely not celebrated.
Angela Patton is CEO. Her organization empowers girls and connects them with opportunities. One of their goals is to change the way other people view black women.
So we are just an organization that's intentional about change.
And that struck Glass, an artist, as something he could help with.
Changing the narrative about black girls was the main goal. That was the source and the theme of this mural for the girls.
Glass teamed up with another female local artist, and together they worked with a group of high schoolers to design and paint the mural. They drew inspiration from magazines and decided to showcase a variety of faces with all sorts of expressions. Again, Angela Patton.
What the girls are trying to say is that you see us one way all the time, and then when these images pop up, I see myself. I see a friend. I see a person I want to get to know.
When she looks at one of the faces, Patton sees a grandmother with a broad, joyful smile.
Proud of her children. You know? She proud. You know the holidays are coming. She proud. They about to come over.
Hamilton Glass stops in front of another girl, strong-jawed, defiant.
I think the look on her face is a stern, don't mess with me. And I think that that is something that a lot of black girls honestly get stereotyped for it. But that is a look of familiarity to me. It's a comforting look almost for me. So yeah, absolutely. My wife looks at me like that a lot.
Like he said, that's usually seen as negative, but what I try to tell people in my work with black girls is that's their process.
A lot of the girls Patton works with have to grow up fast. Some are homeless, others responsible for younger siblings. Sometimes they're just trying to say to the world, I've got this. I'm resilient.
And so many people would look up at this mural and see that and say, thank you for understanding the space I was in at that moment and being able to put it out there to celebrate it and not to put it down or make it become another barrier in my life.
Patton just hopes that by the time her girls are ready for the world is ready for them. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.